You're listening to Speaking of Faith with Bishop D.D. Duncan Proby of the Episcopal Diocese of Central New York. I'm Rachel Ravalette, or Romcom, and we're glad you're here.
Hey friends, welcome to Speaking of Faith, our podcast about talking about our faith. So whatever your faith may be, whether you are a Christian or have some other faith, you are welcome to this place of considering how your faith is spoken by your life. I am D.D. Duncan Proby. I'm the Episcopal Bishop of Central New York, Canada to Pennsylvania, Utica to Elmira, and all the beautiful people and places in between. I am joined by Rachel Ravalette, our Communications Director, and we are here to talk about our faith. This coming week, on Ash Wednesday, a day when that's very sacred to our tradition as Christians, is coming up. And next week, you can look forward to a podcast about that day. Today, we're going to be talking about a special liturgy that we're doing on February 14th, or Ash Wednesday, that is about the slave trade practiced both historically and currently. First, before we talk about that particular liturgy, I want to talk about liturgy itself. What is liturgy? Well, in the Episcopal tradition especially, liturgy is how we worship God. It is how we engage with God in a real and meaningful way, much like prayer or reading scripture. Liturgy is how we come together as God's community of people and worship God and hold before God our sinfulness, our need, and our need for redemption, and encounter the grace of God in Jesus. Liturgy is called the work of the people because each of us come into the liturgy, the worship service, to go on a journey together of healing and redemption. Our service begins with our coming into God's presence. We hear of God's saving grace. We seek healing and forgiveness. And then we're restored to go out and proclaim that love is stronger than death and forgiveness greater than hatred. So for the slave trade lament, when we were talking about how can we possibly begin again to talk about the issues that are present in our midst, liturgy is the perfect place to go for us in our piety because we worship God and we seek God's restoration. Now, in the Episcopal Church, you may not be aware, and even if you're Episcopalian, for those of you who are not, just so you know, the Episcopalians are mystified too. We have what are called provinces. The entire church is broken up or divided into geographical regions for shared ministry in those places. There's the local parish. Then there's the diocese, which is a collection of parishes. Then there's the province, which is a collection of dioceses. And then there is the entire Episcopal Church. It's a way in which to empower ministry and to stay in relationship on the local, regional, national, and international levels. Province 2 of the Episcopal Church is the province in which New York resides. And I am the president of that province in the Episcopal Church. Province 2 is comprised of the Convocation in Europe, which is all of Europe, the Diocese of Haiti, the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, Cuba. There are dioceses in New Jersey and New York. So Province 2 are all of those dioceses, all of those parishes, and the people who worship faithfully in that community. So it became clear that to us that as we try to kind of reinvigorate our ministry and build relationship in Province 2, that there are some unspoken realities that harm us. And one of those, or some of those unspoken realities, it's plural, have to do with the historical slave trade and the horrors of chattel slavery, and then present-day human trafficking and ongoing contemporary slave trading that happens today in the midst of our province. In order for us to be people of truth and integrity, it begins with us telling the truth about our history. And for those of us who may want to say, well, I had nothing to do with that. I wasn't around then. It's important to note that we all have benefited or been harmed by the historical ways in which life has happened in our communities and by our continued participation in a system that continues to dehumanize and continues to obscure what is really happening in our midst. Many people are not aware that on Super Bowl Sunday, prostitution and human trafficking is at an all-time high. There's lots of focus on the commercials, but very little focus on what is happening in and around these events. Our provinces, our regions, wherever you may find yourself, how we live as people of God is important to our faith. We can speak of our faith, but if we don't also actively live out our faith, then how we're speaking in our lives becomes false or hypocritical. So with Province 2, the leadership, we decided we wanted to speak truth. We wanted to acknowledge the historical and contemporary realities of living in this province. And the way we do that, as I mentioned before, is through liturgy. And so we have what is called the Way of the Cross, or the Stations of the Cross. There's other ways people refer to this, but it is a meditation journey, walking from place to place, usually physically, sometimes in this case not, where we are on a journey with Jesus to the cross. And we, at each station of the cross, there's a meditation, there is time for silence, there's time for lament and repentance and a prayer. And then you go to the next station. On February 14th at 10 a.m. in Province 2, we will have a liturgy called the Slave Trade Lament, seeking healing and repentance of the evils of the slave trade historically and contemporarily. Each diocese within the province is providing one of the meditations, one of the things we talk about. And then together we will lament and repent the dehumanization and the realities of the past. Now, it will be recorded on February 14th, but then it will be shared after that widely so you can watch it, rewatch it, or utilize it as a conversation starter. So you are invited, wherever you are and whatever your faith may be, to take part by watching and being present to this offering. It is a Christian offering, but it is also a human offering. In the middle passage, Jesus was there with the people. God is present to all of us, and whatever may be happening in your life, whatever may be happening in all of our realities as people of this world, God is present with us and here to love us and empower us to be people of love and agency. So whatever your relationship may be to all of this, you're invited to come and to find healing in this liturgy. I don't know, Rachel, if you wanted to say something about it at this point. I have been talking quite a lot.
Well, Bishop, yeah, I think it's strange to say I'm looking forward to this, but I really am, this intentional walking. And you made the point, and I wonder if you could talk a little bit more about this, that those of us, especially those of us who are white or European, of European descent, it's not Christ who identifies with us in this passage, in this walking, but it's Christ who identifies with the people who are hurt. And I think that that's a really, really powerful image.
It is. And I want to say to the white people, and being a person myself, or of European descent, God is with all of us in the hurting of humanity. All of us suffer. God is with you. God is present to all of us. I really believe in my heart of hearts that God's dream is for all of us to live lives of peace and hope and love and joy. This year in the Diocese of Central New York is our celebration of joy this year. And joy isn't what we often think of as happiness. Joy is that moment when we've wept all night, when we've been sorrowing all night, and the joy is knowing that the dawn is coming of God, that God is with us, that God loves us, that we have been created to love and be loved, and that love is greater than fear, love is greater than hatred, and that no death nor life nor principalities nor powers nor horrific events will keep us from the love of God. So when we walk the way of the cross with Jesus, we're walking the way as people who are broken down by the sinfulness that is within and around us. Our hatred of our neighbor, our divisions among us, our lack of concern for people who are on the middle passage, our inability to be fully ourselves because we're so cut off through addictions or through the divisions that are present in our world. So this liturgy, while it has a specific focus, is for all people to find healing and redemption and grace in truth, in speaking truth, in hearing truth, and in walking with Jesus. And in this liturgy, it is true that we'll experience Jesus in the middle passage. I mean, I think those of us who even know what the middle passage is about, and dear listener, if this is new language to you, I encourage you to read more about the doctrine of discovery and about the middle passage, and to hear more about the truth of what has brought us to this point in the world. But often the middle passage is objectified or talked about as a moment in history, but the legacy of it is often not really understood or acknowledged. All of us, yes, are suffering, and all of us may be struggling. And for people whose ancestors were on these slave ships, whose ancestors were enslaved, there is a whole layer of injustice and suffering that continues to speak and continues to be part of our world. And those are things that are too much for us to cover in one podcast, clearly. So I invite you to do some learning about those things. But for our purpose today, that we start with lamenting and repenting of how awful people can be to one another through liturgy. And the slave trade lament is an invitation to all of us to hold before God our broken humanity and to seek God's restoration and peace. Now, in the liturgy, I want to make two things clear. One, it will not be perfect. One of the things that's true about a work like this is it's vulnerable and awkward, and, you know, it's all the things. We are, with humility and grace, trying to hold before God our sorrow that these things have happened and continue to infect our world and harm people. And so there's a vulnerability in it. There also will not be an absolution in the liturgy. Often our liturgies take us on a journey and we repent of our sins and then we're absolved of our sins and empowered and sent out. In this liturgy, we are not absolved. We are being sent out, and it is the work that absolves us. It is when we pay attention to being people who are compassionate and loving. It's when we speak the truth about ourselves and about one another. It's when we have hospitality to the experiences of another without needing to say, well, I've never felt that way. Well, the life of Jesus is to love our neighbors ourselves. And so that literally means that we care about our neighbors' feelings, experiences, reality, as much as we would care about ourselves or want someone to care about our experience. Mm-hmm. And in caring about someone else's reality, we will find healing and grace in our own reality. The forgiveness we seek is the forgiveness we offer. The love we offer is the love we receive. So in this liturgy of the slave trade lament, all of us have an invitation, whether or not we know much about the slave trade triangle historically, whether we know anything at all about current practices of human trafficking, all of us have been touched by the harmfulness of our sin, of those brokennesses, of those parts of ourselves that are just keeping us from being the person we know that we are called to be. So in this liturgy, we'll go on a walk with Jesus. We'll hear from each diocese and each context, sometimes in other languages, but with the ability to understand through translation. We will hear and be on this journey with Jesus, that we may go and meet Jesus in these deepest places of hurt, and also discover the salvation and the resurrection of Jesus as we pass through the death into life. And all of us will find redemption and healing, not at the end of this service, but in this ongoing work of God that is calling us to be people of forgiveness, love, restoration, and peace. And so I hope, dear listener, that you will come and be part of this service, that you will speak your faith with one another, and that you'll seek to learn and understand more about one another, that we, each of us, may encounter the love of God, that we may be healed and renewed, and that the dehumanizations of the past, the dehumanizations of the present, will no longer keep us bound, but that we will be set free by the love of God. May you be blessed and be a blessing, and may you know peace this day, and may all of us proclaim with our words and our actions the love of God to this hurting world. Speak, dear listener, the words of love to a hurting world, and may you be blessed. See you soon.
Thanks for joining us. Speaking of Faith with Bishop Dede is a production of the Episcopal Diocese of Central New York. Our theme music is by Fleece Mob, and it's called A Bird in Hand. We use it with permission. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast through your favorite podcasting app so that you can be the first to know when new episodes are available. If you like what you've heard here, please leave us a rating and review. If you don't like what you've heard here, we're sure you're still a wonderful person, but maybe don't leave us a review? Just kidding. We love honest feedback and questions. You can connect with us online between episodes at cnyepiscopal.org/podcast and on social media at cnyepiscopal. Blessings to you, friends.